with my rubber band. Dude, this is Dual Parallel. We're here at the Barnes & Frickin' Noble Cafe. I'm recording this. We're having an impromptu meeting on this, a 2550 meeting instead of 2600 meeting on this No Buy Friday. I did not buy anything. Oh, can I buy this Linux magazine then? I can buy Linux magazine, Rex said. So say hi, Rex. How's it going? Hey, what? I don't even talk to this. That was Rex. This is Zapper.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, and again, this is Radio Freak America, episode 40.
Another one got caught today. It's all over the papers. Teenager arrested in computer crime scandal. Hacker arrested after bank tampering. Damn kids, they're all alike. But did you, in your three-piece psychology and 1950s techno brain, ever take a look behind the eyes of a hacker? Did you ever wonder what made him tick, what forces shaped him, what may have molded him? I am a hacker. Enter my world. Mine is a world that begins with school. I'm smarter than most of the other kids. This crap they teach us bores me. Damn underachiever, they're all alike. I'm in junior high or high school. I've listened to teachers explain for the 15th time how to reduce a fraction. I understand it. No, Mrs. Smith, I didn't show my work. I did it in my head. Damn kid, probably copied it. They're all alike. I made a discovery today. I found a computer. Wait a second, this is cool. It does what I want it to. If it makes a mistake, it's because I screwed it up, not because it doesn't like me, or feels threatened by me, or thinks I'm a smartass, or doesn't like teaching and shouldn't be here. Damn kid, all he does is play games. They're all alike. And then it happened. A door opened to a world, rushing through the phone line like heroin through an addict's veins. An electronic pulse is sent out. A refuge from the day-to-day incompetencies is sought. A board is found. This is it. This is where I belong. I know everyone here, even if I've never met them, never talked to them, may never hear from them again. I know you all. Damn kid tying up the phone line again. They're all alike. You bet your ass we're all alike. We've been spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless. We've been dominated by sadists or ignored by the apathetic. The few that had something to teach found us willing pupils. But those few are like drops of water in the desert. This is our world now, the world of the electron and the switch, the beauty of the baud. We make use of a service already existing without paying for what could be dirt cheap if it wasn't run by profiteering gluttons, and you call us criminals. We explore, and you call us criminals. We seek after knowledge, and you call us criminals? We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias, and you call us criminals. You build atomic bombs, you wage wars, you murder, cheat, and lie to us and try to make us believe it's for our own good, yet we're the criminals. Yes, I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that of outsmarting you, something that you will never forgive me for. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all. After all, we're all alike.
All right, we're finally recording. Dude, I can't believe it. The shit we've been going through trying to get this show going. Unbelievable. All right, I'm joined by Mary Chan.
I'm just
going
to ruin it out here by screaming porn really loudly.
Go ahead. You can do whatever you want. That is Mary Chan. I am Duel, also joined by Mute. What's up, man?
Not much.
I can't believe it. We got it going, dude. The show's actually recording. I'm very happy.
It only took us about a good 45
minutes. No shit. There was a lot of funny shit. Too funny. I mean, shit we cannot use for outtakes, unfortunately. But now we're up and going. And actually, I want to start by giving much respect to the post office, even though Mute is down on them. Why are you down on them, Mute?
Well, I got a letter a couple weeks ago. It was actually my ham radio news club letter. And, I normally get this, but it came in an envelope this time. I'm like, that's not normal. And then the envelope also had the United States Postal Service on it. And then I open it up. The report looks like it was ripped up by a dog.
Was it, like, crapped on and everything? I mean, what?
No, it hasn't been crapped on, not yet at least.
Yeah, and what, did they give you a little letter? See, and I've had that happen to me before. I don't know if anybody's ever been inside a postal distribution center. It's impressive. They use lots of technology. Shit's moving fast. People are working hard. I've received, like, magazines and stuff that's been ripped up, and then they repackage it and give an apology letter, and that's fine, man. I got it, whatever. They do a great job. They give you a letter. What does it say?
Okay, well, on the back of it, actually. They didn't make a nice letter. They've just... This is the stuff that you throw it.
Well, they stamped it on there?
No,
yeah,
it's like an envelope.
Yeah, it's like on the envelope, yeah.
All right, so...
They don't, like, handwrite a letter to you, you know, with, like, a picture of their kid.
Oh, we're so sorry, machine. Yeah. The letter. We're going to retype the whole thing for you. So this is what it said. It was actually We Care, which is... Isn't that We Care as in recycling? I don't know. Well, whatever. The same typo. I'll skip that. U.S. Postal Service. Dear valued postal customer, I want to extend my sincere apology as your plant manager... for the enclosed document that was inadvertently damaged in handling by your postal service. We are aware how important this mail is to you. With that in mind, we are forwarding it to you in an expedited fashion. The United States Postal Service handles over 202 billion pieces of mail each year.
Damn!
Well, each employee makes a concerted
effort.
Yeah. Concerted effort to process without damage each piece of mail on an occasional mishap does happen. We are constantly working to improve our processing method so that these incidents will be eliminated. You can help us greatly in our efforts if you will continue to properly prepare and address each letter or parcel that you enter into the mail stream. That's hyphenated, actually. Mail stream.
Mail stream, really.
We appreciate your cooperation and understand sincerely regret any inconvenience that you have experienced, plant manager.
That's pretty nice, man. That's pretty stand up to them, I think.
That's right. That's really cool, actually.
Yeah. And you got your stuff, right?
Well, I got it, but, you know, it's not readable. And, well, it's readable, but it's got a bunch of stamps all over it. And
oh, no shit.
Like, it's got one big stamp, but I would say it's got a... Oh, I can't even read it. It's so messed up. No, but it's a USPS stamp. November 19th, 2002...
So that didn't help much, them stamping all over your letters.
and then it's got like, oh, then I just try to open this thing up, it falls to pieces. It's all smushed together.
Hey, man, still, I give some respect to the Postal Service, man. They do a lot of shit.
Hold on, CSI in this thing here. It looks like a bite mark, and then I think someone purposely tore this up because... I don't know if they ever got, like, ran over.
When disgruntled postal workers.
That's right, disgruntled. Maybe even fact, dude. Did you ever see that stuff in that article in 2600, facking, postal hacking?
Oh.
Very interesting. I don't know when it was. It was a couple years ago, at least. It was a good article, postal hacking. Check it out.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure, I know you've heard it, Mute. I don't think Mary Chan has. Mary Chan, when you went to H2K2 and we were there together, did we see Mentor reading... The Conscience of a Hacker, the Hacker Manifesto?
Yes, that was the most beautiful thing.
Wasn't it? It was great. And guess what? Stank recorded that. Stank basically read the Hacker Manifesto and recorded it and placed it on his site. And go there and check it out. It's really, really good. In fact, I'm going to be putting it on the Old School Freak archive servers. It is awesome. I mean, that was actually pretty emotional at H2K2. I actually went and met... Lloyd, that's the mentor's name, Lloyd, afterwards, and he signed my He signed my issue with 2600, and he's a nice guy, really nice guy.
I saw it there.
He looks like a biker or like a pro wrestler, but he's like super nice, man.
Yeah, I saw him. I was actually, that was by the time I found Dash and Screamer.
Oh, yeah?
Sitting there, and Screamer was just chilling, and Dash was up there. He had his camera all ready to go, and he was. We were watching that, and actually the whole room stand up. It was like a Pledge of Allegiance or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
that was totally cool, man.
We all clapped. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a testament of how accurate that was, that writing, that piece of writing was. And like you said, you know, it has withstood the test of time.
Yeah,
no. I mean, you know, there wouldn't have been that reaction if all those people didn't feel like that, for crying out loud. I mean, all those people could relate to that writing.
I mean, it was impossible. If you were there, you had some piece of that writing, you've heard it, and you understood it completely.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. Like I said, it's going up on the archive server, and I actually want to touch upon the archive server, and I'm not ashamed. I'll say it right now, I am not ashamed. It's a Windows box. Is that bad? Is that wrong, Mute? Come on.
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, it was easy. All right, now I'll be totally honest. I've only actually set up Apache once, Apache 2, you know, on my local box to test my own web pages, so I'm no Apache expert. This was really easy. It's a Windows. Here's what it is. Straight up, the easiest web server ever. This one is a Pentium 133. It's got, I stuffed Windows 98 SE on it. I'm using Analog X Simple Server Web or Simple Web Server, whatever, and Zone Alarm, and that's it. It's that simple. That's the web server. You know, I just archived everything, threw all this together. Of course, what I'm serving is on a different drive physically than the operating system.
Directory surfing.
You cannot directory surf with Analog X web server. No, you cannot. That's why I had to make HTML pages. If I did Apache, I could. So, you know, and yeah, it's slow. And yeah, you can crash it real easy, you know. Big freaking deal. Like, it's just...
archive place, you know?
What's that?
You have an archive place. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's totally good. And like I said, I'm going to be putting Stank's reading of the Hacker Manifesto, The Conscience of a Hacker, up on that box. I'm going to be putting... the videos, Nick offered the hacking videos on his website. I'm going to be putting those up soon. I've already got all the SKTFM stuff archived. I just got to make up the HTML, which is very simple. It's a great box, and it's actually very popular. Like, all weekend, this last weekend, it was, the light was blinking, man. I mean, people were using it a lot, so it makes me happy, and I hope people like it. So, and again, I'm not ashamed.
Really is a great stuff because I go back into the HackerMind episodes and
seriously? Yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, I don't know. Do you know any other site, place, person that's kept the HackerMind stuff going? I mean,
actually, a couple days ago, I stumbled upon after I found that I actually downloaded everything. I downloaded the whole website, and along with that, I got like about, good 300 megabytes worth of frequencies and shows. I have all those actually.
Off this box or the HackerMind site?
The HackerMind when it was up.
Oh, when it was up, okay.
I told Screamer that he was amazed. He gives props to you for having that box up.
No shit, right on.
Yeah,
man, because that's good shit, and it, it's sort of back up. You know, they've got an index page up right now.
Yeah.
It looks good, you know, so I'm just waiting for the rest of the stuff. I guess we're going to have some surprises. We'll see.
What happens.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, like I said, I'm not ashamed. I told this past week, I actually went and got to see Rax and Zapperlink, and we hung out, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. I'm going to talk about it right now. Since we were all in town, you know, I was in town, we were all together, we decided to have an impromptu meeting, you know, kind of like a 2600 meeting, but, you know, on the Friday of the week before. And it was a blast, you know. I actually heard a little bit of it at the beginning of the show. It was so much fun. You know, we called it the 2550 meetings, you know, it was a blast. We went and hung out in Barnes & Noble and, you know, freaking talk tech and made some fun phone calls. It was a blast. So you don't have to go to a 2600 meeting to meet up with your friends and talk technology and talk about the things you love. Of course, the meetings are this week. You go on mute?
Of course. Actually, it's kind of interesting you bring up that because we have every 2 weeks, so the odd Friday, so every 2 weeks would go by, and then a Friday, we actually started doing, back in, I want to say, I don't even know what month it was. It was a while ago, we started doing a web development meeting.
Cool, very cool.
Right up. We were at Chicago2600.net up. It was actually in an old server. We just moved over to another server, and it flies because it just, it's just amazing. We got so much. We're going to really work on it now. We're, there's news up. We got, what else? We got files coming up. We got so much stuff going up right there, and we all host our sites off of them, too. So
right on.
Whatever, we're, if there's a member site, they say, all right, you want the web page? Then we go and be around with that, so it's fun stuff.
Wow, that's very cool. I'll put a link up on the Old School Freak page, man.
Yep.
Very nice. Yeah, so go to your meetings this week, and, you know, if you want to, man, get together with your friends and have a meeting anytime. It's a blast. We had so much fun. I can't tell you how much fun we had, you know?
I mean, we've done meetings. We had a mis-scheduled web development meeting, and it was me and two other guys, and that was it. And I got more from that meeting from one of the guys than I got a lot of meetings. So
yeah, no doubt. That's what this was, too. It was me, Zapper, and Rax. And, you know, sometimes I think you get some of the stuff that people don't want to give to a large group.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, they got a piece of information that's kind of juicy. They don't want to give it to a bunch of people, so.
If you really whore it out, then, I mean, it's kind of, like, it's just bad.
Yeah. Are you coughing, Ray-Chan?
Yes, I guess I have allergies.
Oh, you're allergies? Okay, good.
Not puking, that's easy.
All right, good. Do you know how bad I felt, Ray-Chan? I felt so bad. I had no idea you were that sick.
I'm fine now.
You're fine now? Okay, good. Do you have some water?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing your dishes?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, so go to your meetings or have your own. I want to do something. You know, I want to call some bullshit right now before I start giving some shouts, before I start reading some email. This is about OnStar. Everybody, I'm sure, is familiar with OnStar. Actually, on a previous episode, I called the OnStar demonstration number. It's actually very interesting. The technology is interesting. That call was interesting. I've had some experiences with OnStar, and I'm not very pleased. Originally, you know, I bought a new rig, right, got my sled, and it comes with a free, it was a year of OnStar. I've never used it. Whatever, I got OnStar, big deal. One day, I get a, quote, welcome call from OnStar, and I said, wait a minute, you're not going to be, you know, making these unsolicited calls to me, are you not going to be like spamming me over the phone, are you? And it's, oh no, this is just a welcome call and just see if you like it and if you need any help and blah blah blah, whatever. I said, okay, that's fine, don't call me again. Then I start receiving junk mail, loads of solicitations from OnStar. I had this free service, but they're already sending me all this crap. You know, I don't know why, to woo me into signing on, you know, afterwards. I don't know, it's just, it was junk mail. So I called them up and, you know, I actually fooled them and I said, yeah, hey, I'd like this. I went through the menu items for signing up for new service. And when I got somebody, you get somebody quick that way, by the way. And when I did get somebody, I said, you know what, I don't really want new service. I want you to quit sending me fucking junk mail. Pardon my French.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I was going to say frickin', but I said, what the hell. I'll use the F word. So they apparently, I've yet to receive any more, so apparently they did stop sending me junk mail. So that's annoying. Is that not annoying, or is it just me? You know, I get this free service, and then they just start, you know, harassing me, for crying out loud, because I get this, quote, free service. It's hardly free. Oh, Mary-Chan, you poor thing. You're okay? I heard that. Okay, so I'm getting harassed by OnStar.
And, well, that seems like maybe they're trying to pull a little reverse psychology on you.
What do you mean? Oh, just wait till I talk about psychology in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Or maybe it's like a little reverse psychology, like, oh yeah, we're going to spam him to death, so maybe he'll crack and then start using it.
Maybe so.
God damn it, I'll just press the fucking button.
I've never used it, you know. My dad, you know, no one I know has used it, you know. Today was the last straw. This morning I heard a commercial. I just happened to be swinging through the Clear Channel, you know, radio stations on the radio dial. And sure enough, I stop on one and I hear an OnStar commercial. And here's how it starts. You know, oh, I wish I had a recording of it, but it starts basically like this.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
What's that?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, that's totally different. That's T-Mobile.
I know. I mean, she's a little whore, though. She probably went to OnStar as well.
Yeah, she's a whore, really?
No,
I like
but,
to meet her.
Sorry. Not since Jamie Lee Curtis has there been a more obnoxious celebrity woman voicing for a phone advertisement.
No.
For an old lady, Jamie Lee Curtis had a hot body.
Cellular USA. Who is that?
Who?
Brought a new girl up.
I never heard of Cellular USA. Is that like a little...
She can't be half as bad as Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Can we get back to OnStar, please? Then we'll talk about the horrors of mobile telephones. Okay, so here's what happened. Here's how it starts, and this is actually really serious, by the way. The commercial starts out. Here is an actual phone call, or here is an actual OnStar phone call, and then it goes to this man who was just in a horrible accident. Apparently, he was bleeding, and he's frantic. Oh, I was just in an accident. Oh, an OnStar, and the OnStar operator, whatever the fuck you call him, was like, "Yes, sir. Okay. Well, you know, of course they know your location. I will contact the emergency right now." And blah blah blah. And I'm bleeding. And blah, blah, blah. You know, it's really frantic. You know, and you know what they're doing? They're using fear. They are injecting fear upon people to get and or use OnStar. That is so wrong. That is wrong. That is exactly what they were doing.
It's actually stupid because, all right, let's give that example again. You're in a car accident. Now, most sane people would also be calling the phone as well. And let's say this happened in a desert. I bet they're using cellular networks. And if you're too far away, you're not going to get anyone help.
Yeah, no shit. It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. You know what? OnStar may work. It's satellite-based. It works everywhere, apparently. But if your car is freaking totaled, or like you said, you're out in the middle of nowhere, you got no cell service or nothing, you're probably going to die anyways. You know what? If you're going to live in fear of having a car wreck and, God, oh, I feel so safe and secure because this OnStar is here, then you're fucked.
I need a commercial of you screaming at them, though.
What's that?
I need a commercial of you screaming at them.
I would like to. I mean, that is wrong. I mean, if you go watch, and believe me, Bowling for Combine opened my eyes in this stuff, you know. It changed everything, the way I look at everything, commercials, TV, newspapers. It is. They're just using fear. They're injecting fear to get consumption. And that's all this commercial was. On top of all of this harassment, they're using this horrible, horrible psychology on these poor sheep listening to Clear Channel. All right. That was a pretty good rant, if I do say so my damn self. You guys there?
I'm here.
All right. You just moved, I can tell. It was very moving. All right. Enough. Let's get to some good stuff now.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to follow this. We got another email from Mexico. I was so happy when I got this. This is from, and he's got a great handle, Cryptic Enigma. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read it here. Hey, guys, I just recently started listening to your show, and although I don't really understand much for now, don't worry, most people don't understand it, I still find it interesting since you talk about so many important things, such as freedom of speech, which is really important to me because I'm an artist, and freedom in general. The other thing I like about your show is that you make it clear to people what being a hacker really is. It's incredible how biased people are to those of us that understand a little bit more about technology. Even in college, my own teachers don't really trust me and my friends because we tell, not exploit them, about their security flaws. Anyway, keep up the good work and keep inspiring the world's youth. Cryptic Enigma. Thank you very much, Cryptic. Yeah, that is awesome. Obviously another guy who gets it. Here's the part I really like, which is really important to me because I'm an artist. That is just, to me, art is amazing. Way more amazing than, you know, figuring out how to get on the paging system at Walmart. You know, being an artist is, I mean, to invoke emotion with what you create, it amazes me. The stuff you do, Mary Chan, meme, slip. You know, Cryptic, if you've got stuff, send it in, man. I don't know if you're an artist, an analog artist or a digital artist. Either way, send it in and we'll get it up on the site. So, another guy from Mexico, I'm assuming this guy, who gets it, and who wrote in, man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
I really have to give props to those guys because...
Yeah, no doubt.
They got some... No, the cool thing is they got, like, good names, like Wienermute. Come on, that sucks.
I think it's a cool name, man.
No, but I know. I
use threes, dude.
One I should have a better name.
Who?
I should have.
One more time?
I said I should have chose a better handle.
You should have chosen... I like your handle.
It lacks the cyber feel. It just screams, oh my God.
Okay, all right. Honestly, I can't argue with you there. I mean, yeah, it doesn't have that cyberpunk underground kind of feel. I've been really getting into the cyberpunk lately, man. I mean, I love it. I just kind of like, you know what? I'm gonna veer off course here and talk about actually my last week. You know, we had a little trouble with the show. We got one off thanks to Mutant Stank Dog. Yeah, thanks again. And here's what happened. Basically, I kind of took I had no choice, but I kind of took a break from technology. Seriously, I just, I really wasn't on the net really for about a week. And I guess I did have a choice. I mean, honestly, I can always get internet access no matter where I am. I mean, so I guess it was a choice. And it was kind of nice. You know, it kind of cleared my mind. I actually thought about reading books for, you know, pure, not that reading a book on Pearl is entertainment, but getting like a William Gibson book to read just for fun, you know. It was kind of enlightening, kind of opened my eyes again. It was really refreshing, really refreshing. I advise everybody to give it a shot, you know, take a long weekend off, take a week off, and check out the rest of the world, check out the other part of your mind.
Don't be one reading. Remember that book I recommended to you?
Pray by Michael Crichton?
Yeah, I finished it.
And?
It's good. I mean, it's going to be like Crichton. He has a really distinct writing style where his stuff's more plot-driven and not really character-driven. But, I mean, really interesting. It deals with nanotechnology, and I thought that the short thing was just, you know, fascinating.
Yeah, that is like right up this show's alley. I mean, it deals with technology. I've actually read, what did I read by him? Jurassic Park, and that was actually a really good book, better than a movie. I'm actually dying to read that book. I've got so many books I want to read right now, though, especially since I've added just like straight up paperback novels to it to my list. What's that?
I said I get it for you as a present.
Oh, thank you very much. So there's my little veering off the show notes there. I highly recommend it. You know, kick the caffeine for a while, check that out, and kick technology for a little while. See what happens. You might, you might just come back with like a whole new view, you know, or new ideas. You'll be amazed. You'll totally be amazed. You might find that creative vein that you need, you know, injected into your, you know, your joy of technology to make new projects.
But don't leave too long, because you might not come back.
No, that will not happen. At least not with me, man. I love technology too much.
Yep.
Yes, he will. He'll come back like 50 years down the line with like a big beer belly and like little children in it.
No, not that kind of break.
Not a trailer.
Why? Mute. You sound like, dude, have you known people that have done that?
No, I mean, there was this, I'm not totally sure, but I mean, I know some people that really, really big into it, you know, and they just kind of fall away sometimes. I mean, nothing major. I mean, they would really be into computers and stuff, but just kind of drift away into it. Some found women. Some found other things, so.
Yeah, man, that's how it goes, dude. I mean, if your love is there, it'll be lifelong. I mean, look at freaking, Cheshire Catalyst, dude.
He shouldn't be walking around in Hacker with the CK, you know, with the CK, and the, like Calvin Klein, and it's Hacker.
Right.
He's wearing the jumpsuit pants, you know. While he's all in there, it's like amazing.
It is, dude. It totally keeps you young forever. I mean, yeah. It's awesome. So I plan to do that. I love technology too much, man. I've been playing with it for a long time. You know, I haven't been in the scene, you know, for 10 years, but I've always loved technology, and that's why I did get in the scene, because it was stifling. There wasn't, you know, in normal society. Honestly, there aren't the people that have the love of technology that I had. So it was a natural fit, you know, and actually gravitate to these intelligent, driven people, you know, who are passionate about something I was. I mean, it's natural for people who like things to be together. So, man, I go to the hacker community, and it's great. And it's been so great. I can't tell you how much I've learned, how much inspiration I've gotten. It's the best thing ever. Best thing ever happened in my life. I mean, starting to read 2600 totally changed my outlook on life. I mean, I look at things totally differently now.
But that winter 2000, I always picked that up. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, it changes your life. It really does. So, wow, that's like another rant. A good rant, though. So that was a great email from Mexico, from Cryptic Enigma. Now, I received a few emails, actually, from...
Hold on a sec, all right?
He offered an old 21-inch monitor, I think a Mac monitor, I'm not sure, to like to the community. You know, hey, let everybody know if they want a monitor. I said, sure, I'll let them know.
Cool.
I'm doing that now, by the way. What's that?
It's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And then he sent another email and said, yeah, I got a bunch of other stuff. And it made me think, first of all, of Hacker Salvage, a great website, I think, by the Hack Canada crew. And, you know, why can't we do that on our own? You know, of course, you know, keep going to Hack Canada, that's mostly people in Canada, you know, so that's kind of hard right there, but You know, how about something for us in the U.S., you know, just like on Stank's message board, start a new topic, you know, old hardware or something, or trades, like me and you, Mute, I gave you a, I sent you a 33, and you're going to make me an Orinoco pigtail, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're already doing it. Why not put it on the board, make it public? You know, somebody's, I've got a ton of old hardware I'm not going to use. Somebody might want it, you know?
Exactly. If you're gonna, if you got the stuff and you're not using it, make someone else happy and you do it. And I have the crimper. I have all the parts, and, you know, it's getting dusty. I got
to
use it.
I know, dude. I get, you know, I'm going to have to break down the electronic surplus store I go to. Hasn't had any mag mounts in a long time, so I'm just going to go buy a, going to go buy a cellular mag mount from Radio Shack and cut it down, and then I'll send you what, I don't know what connectors on it, but then I'll send that to you, and you can make me that pigtail.
Speaking of Radio Shack.
What's that?
Speaking of Radio Shack.
What?
I don't know what it is with you guys, but I went to Radio Shack like a little while ago to get an Ethernet cable, and oh my god, like the people who work there, I swear to god, have the IQ of moldy cheese. I'm like, I went to the front desk, you know, and I said, you know, do you guys carry Ethernet cables? And the guy's kind of stands there, he's like, I think.
All he cares, dude, all he cares about is selling you, like, a cellular phone, man. That's all they care about. Yeah, we actually talked a little bit about Radio Shack last week and how they're not asking for names and addresses anymore.
I gave them a fake one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I always did that anyways. In fact, they at some stores, they would know me by my fake name and address, and they knew it was fake. I'd give, like, a name like Neo or something, you know?
They would come up, and they would say, oh, hello, whatever.
Yeah, I would. They would remember, like, I would use, like, Neo Anderson, and they would know it, and they would use it automatically because they knew I would lie or wouldn't give my real information, so.
Funny.
And, you know, some, actually, you got to be fair, I've met, like, let's see, I'm thinking of an example here. Okay, Radio Shack, I go to, the guy's a ham. I mean, he knows his shit. He's like a hardcore ham. So occasionally you will run into an intelligent Radio Shack worker. Occasionally. A lot of times not. I think they're smarter on average than like CompUSA or Best Buy people. That's for damn sure. Like just the other day, I was in Best Buy. And I was looking at all the wireless stuff as I'm wont to do. And an older woman came up and asked me. Oh, that's mean. A young lady, I should say, came up and asked me, do you have any questions? And I said, yeah, I'm looking for a Cisco Air PCM 352 802.11b adapter. And she's all, one second. And she went to ask somebody else. And of course, I knew they didn't have Cisco stuff. So, you know, you're going to, you come up and you want to ask questions. You want me to ask questions? I'm going to ask questions, all right? And then, anyway. Yeah, they're dumb. That's what I want to say. That's why people are not smart. All they care about is the sale, man. That's all they care about.
They want the commission.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I don't care about sales. Sometimes.
Well, definitely in Radio Shack they do. They definitely get it. They want to sell you batteries. They definitely want that commission. I don't think they get commission in Best Buy.
Well, my thing is, like, I work in retail, and, I mean, yeah, they encourage you, you know, sell this, sell that. And I mean, I do it, but at the same time, though, like, if someone asks their last opinion, is this any good, I'll tell them. I'll be like, yes, it's good. No, it sucks, you know?
Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
No, I was talking, but
I'm gonna take my advice, though. It's all for naught.
You were saying mute?
I was talking to the guy. I mean, I think it was like after our sort. I was gonna pick up and get some books over at Radio Shack. Because, oh, word out to the books. Go out to Radio Shack, find the shelf of books they have. They're marked at like $5. They're way cheaper.
Oh, I know, dude. I get shit like $3, like 97 cents. It's awesome.
Oh, I got to hook up with one of them. Have you seen the mini engineers handbooks?
Oh yeah, I've got a bunch right here, man.
Yeah. All right, so I get it and get one of them for $1. And
oh yeah.
He takes it from me. I'm like, why are you taking this? And then he runs over to the other section. He grabs the other book and then he runs to the desk. And he shows me tag 0 cents.
No way.
0 cents. So he just gives me. He's like, I know a lot of guys that just love this stuff, so he gave it to me. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I got one right here. I got Engineer's Mini Notebook, 555 Timer IC Circuits, 99 cents. Schematic symbols, device packages, test. Yeah, I got Electronic Sensor Circuit Project, a thing. I got this for like $3. Yeah, go to their book section and get.
Yeah, the communication one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dirt cheap, man. Dirt cheap.
So, anyways, I think I would bet they do some type of commission. You even said last week. You remember you stumbled upon that little menu?
Yeah, they definitely get commission at Radio Shack. I don't think they do at Best Buy, but they definitely get commission
at
Radio Shack.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They don't at Best Buy. They do at Radio Shack. I know for a fact they don't do it at Best Buy.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
You remember, though, that one time, Joel, when we went to that Radio Shack, and, we must have been there for an hour.
Yeah.
One guy was, trying to pitch a sale on, this couple, and, oh, my God, they're, the most stereotypical American couple, too, I swear.
Yeah, they didn't know shit about even stereos. You know, oh, I'm so mean tonight, man. I'm sorry. OnStar pissed me off, dude. I don't know why. Did you say honey?
I said I mean.
Oh. You're not mean.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Okay, you're mean. Yeah. You got to pick and choose your time to go shopping, man. Definitely. So, back to Glucose's idea. Basically, our own little hacker salvage on Stank's message board. I think it's a good idea. If you got your old stuff, go ahead and post it on a thread. Let people... You know, of course, you'll have to give addresses, whatever. I think it's pretty safe. I think you're okay. And share the technology about, dude. Sharing, and if you got what you're not doing anything with, man, somebody might be able to use it. Somebody might be down and out, man. You can help somebody out big time. So, give it a shot. Okay, I also had a little adventure, and actually, I've shared a little bit with Mute already. And I'm continuing the automotive theme. Went to get my oil changed, and I've done it countless times, during Duel's Adventures. But I've never noticed what I noticed this time. I was, transfixed at the monitor that the young man was typing at. Let me preface everything first. They give you little cards at this certain chain, you know, with a little mag stripe on the back, a little thin mag stripe. And it holds all of your, quote, personal information. Of course, all mine is not true. It's all, fake. So, I actually asked him if he could check the information on my card. And he said, sure. He swiped it and pressed a couple of buttons, and I was watching intently. I really wanted to see what was on the card right off of the screen. And it's just a little terminal screen, you know, no colors, nothing fancy, no windows. And it was pretty much all black except for a couple of lines. One that said Motorola modem dialing, I believe. And the other was an 800 number. That's right. He was dialing up an 800 number to check some central database to get this information off a card, I'm assuming. The card had some type of identifying piece of data. Dials up, sends that piece of data, queries the database, because, yes, I know that's true, because he said it was nationwide, and to get my information. So, first of all, this taught me to always be observant. I've had my oil change error many, many times, and never, ever did I notice this. So, this time I did. And also that, man, everywhere you go, they are collecting information about you. I mean... How can you blame me? Seriously, the two of you, can you blame me for lying to all these places and giving fake information?
Oh, no, I use a lot of, I'll admit I use a lot of things in my debit cards. I'm afraid they're actually going to catch on for what I bought all those. Never mind.
At the adult store?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Well, yeah, sort of.
I'm sorry I even brought that up. Yeah, so you know, that's I got a couple lessons out of that. First of all, keep lying to these people because they don't need to know me. You know, I just want my oil changed. And I try to pay cash. And second, be very, very observant. So I thought this was very interesting. And here's the thing. I was looking at it, and I grabbed one of his pens, and I started writing it on my hand, and I could barely see it. And he held his hand to block the glare so I could get it. And he helped me out. Then he started reading the number off for me. The guy was, I don't know if he didn't know or if he was really cool. I was like, hey, thanks. So I wrote down this 800 dial-up number on my hand. Thanks to this young man's help. So, very, very nice. Then he actually went on to tell me about a website where you can go and actually check up on all your personal information. Again, nationwide. And also print out, the status of your vehicle, or what was it? The service history of your vehicle, all on this website.
Oh,
for this. Yeah, so I'd like to actually play with that, too, and see what kind of info you can get on that, or anybody. I mean, if you just knew... I don't know, a license plate, like you go there and look at people's license plate, maybe do a little shoulder surfing, get a, you know, a name or something.
I bet the license plate's the most easiest for
you. You think so? I got to check out the site. I'll let everybody know once I do and see what we can get. Maybe I'll go. You know what? I'm thinking. No, maybe not. So I'm thinking just like I did for Target. You know, I made that doolittleschoolfreak.com password 1234 for shopping online at Target for people to screw with. Maybe I'll make a fake account at this place and let people screw with that. See what people can find. So that was a little bit of Duel's adventures. Not a big one, but pretty fun nonetheless.
Mini-adventure.
Yeah, mini-adventure. Thank you very much.
I have one, actually.
Bust it.
Yeah, all right. So this is what happened. I was at school, and I know the school has a one, it's a very small school, actually. This is a singular cocot just beckoning and just a beacon of hope.
a shining light.
Shining light. Well, of course, you know, after I get to 33, I'm like, all right, well, even before that, when I had my old... My normal dialers, I was like, you gotta have some fun with this. So I come up there with it, you know, and no one cares. They don't even know what the hell it is.
Right.
So, and it's, there's no one there anyways. So I go up there and, you know, I blow into it, you know, and it's, of course, it's smartphone is, the receiver is muted, so, yeah, of course.
Right.
So I was reading, actually, Nick posted up that little, movie about cocot hacking. And I didn't remember anything from it, but I just tried some stuff, and I actually hit zero, you know, getting an operator, and then, oh, which is cool, I didn't record anything of it, but after I hit zero, I waited a few seconds, then heard a beep, and I'm like, okay, because of course it has to be a free call.
Right.
Maybe that beep is something, maybe not, maybe it's like line seizure or something, and then I went to, this is Sprint, and then I went through the menu twice, then it defaults to an operator, says, hello, what's your number? Hello, what's your number? And that, of course, cuts me right off because dead phone.
Hello, what's your number? Oh, what number do you want to call?
Number do you want to call?
Okay.
And then, and does that, I think, two or three times, and then cars cuts me off. Well, then I back off, and then I just sit there for a little while, and I'm listening. And then, you know, I hear it click off, and then you just hear just the dead air. So I just start dialing some. Maybe I still got the line. Of course, I don't get anything. So, but I do have the receiver. So the receiver's still hot. But then I keep on hitting stuff on the keypad, and then the keypad goes dead.
Really?
Oh, so that's kind of interesting, so I just hung up and backed away from it. So that's kind of, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is. I've never heard an operator answer like that, at least anymore. I mean, now it's... That was when it was pretty basic. I mean, now they're always... Usually they... Do they say their name? Most of the time you're getting Opticom, right?
Sometimes I get... Well, it was a Sprint menu, and then I think it's just a phone line that's been just at the switch made to a payphone, and then and it's just a payphone. It doesn't have any really distinguishing marks. Sprint. Then it said, "Oh, this is a Sprint menu." And then the lady came out and said, "What number would you like me to dial?" A couple times. And then
really? Huh.
I think I almost heard her hit like a button, like an enter key almost, and cut me right off. And then but I was of course just holding the receiver in my hand, so.
Have you ever tried to see if it would? I'm sure this doesn't work anymore, actually. But like call an 800 number and then let it time out and see if you get a dial tone again, see if it works.
Well, I might try that. See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like going back to last week's episode. I'm not going to put that tone dialer up there next to her ears.
No, definitely.
I mean,
not.
Well, I've heard stories where you know you do that and then they call the cops on you. So
seriously.
It's like the Phone Losers of America stories. They sound really funny, but you don't know the legitimacy of them.
Right.
Yeah, so...
don't want to hang around too often.
Oh, and let's just put it this way. The school's small enough that the cops did come complain about phone stuff, the finger would be pointed at me.
No doubt, dude. They'd know. They would know. As soon as they saw the stickers on your sled, man, they would definitely know.
Yeah, the stickers on the sled, man. The snow, too. We got massive snow today.
Oh, crazy. Snow sucks.
And today...
Is it snowing
over there, Duel? No, it is not. And actually, you know what? And I want to mention this as well. You know, the RFA PO box is here in Albuquerque. I live in Albuquerque. I've been down in Albuquerque pretty hard, but you know what? It's starting to be home.
Oh.
I'm serious.
Say that.
I was in Phoenix, which rocks, but I was like, man, I wanted to go home, man. It's becoming home. It's growing on me. I'm serious. It's like, it's becoming fun here, so scary as it is. So
you're supposed to rant and about how everything's closed.
Well, it was, but this last trip opened my eyes.
Oh, don't say that.
Mad props to the ABQ, man.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. All right, let's get through a little freak news. Actually, this I got from Rax. Rax has long distance through IDT. I guess he gets like a good deal, like 5 cents a minute. I don't quite get that good a deal. He gave me this little paper he got in the mail, I think with his phone bill. IDT has major improvements to our network to ensure the highest quality and reliability for your long distance. This network improvement should have been transparent to you and should have caused no disruption of your service. You know, I just love reading telco stuff, man. It's so fun. However, you may have received a notice on your local phone bill stating that your long-distance service has been changed to AT&T. Don't be concerned. In the past, we used Global Crossing and will no longer do so. You continue to be an IDT customer and are billed by IDT at the same low rates you have been enjoying. If you have any questions about these improvements or about any changes you have received on your local phone bill as a result of these improvements, please call IDT Customer Service at 1-800-889-9126. And I may call them at the end of the show here. We'll see. So that's very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people actually use IDT. I kind of don't blame you. 5 cents a minute, that's a good deal. I mean,
That's like Equal X is good enough.
Yeah, that's like phone car rates, man. That's like really good rates. Next, I'm almost all AT&T, and AT&T Wireless sent me this new, what do you call it? It's a pamphlet, a little brochure about their new service. Actually, it's not new. AT&T has had #121 Tell Me service for quite a while. You dial #121 and basically would get Tell Me. But now they're calling that same #121 two different things. Introducing #121 voice dial and announcing #121 voice info. And what are they? I actually don't know. I don't know what the frickin' difference is. I know what voice dial is. Voice info, I think, is just the tell me part. Let's see. #121 voice dial. La 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 la. With an online address book, you can save your memory. Whatever. Okay, you speak at dials. With our new #121 voice dial service, dialing has never been easier. Just say the name and #121 dials the number. It's that simple. You can store up to 500 names and 4 numbers per name in your online address book. Okay, I don't like that, first of all. Or you can easily enter up to 20 names directly from your wireless phone. So you only have to remember one number, #121, and never have to search for numbers while on the go. Give it a try. For a free demo, just visit attwireless.com/voicedial. Ah, now we're getting to it. #121 voice dial costs just $3.99 a month and will even waive the first month's charge if you sign up by December 31st, 2002. Just visit attwireless.com/OCS. I don't know what that means. So, voice dial, #121 voice dial costs $3.99 a month, and you get the total insecurity of storing all of your personal information online. Isn't that nice?
So generous of them.
Yeah, isn't that great? Wow, thank you, AT&T. Let's see, #121 voice info. Okay, here it is, new name, more features. Okay, so it's the same tell me stuff, but apparently more features. Let's find out. #121 voice info is the new name for the #121 service you already have. And along with the new name comes some great new features. Let's find out. Now you can get automated flight information to check on schedules, departures, and delays. That's actually kind of cool. You can even purchase movie tickets right through your phone. All this, of course, is in addition to the content you already access, like stock quotes, updated news, weather and traffic, sports, scores, blackjack. I've added blackjack. Scores and more. In short, #121 voice info gives you just what you need when you need it. Isn't that great? I mean, it's just like, oh my God, how can I live without this?
So you're like blackjack. I'm like, is she gonna start saying like, dealer has 18, you have 15. What would you like to do? Hit me.
Yeah. Say yes for another card or no to stay. In short, #121 voice info gives you just what you need when you need it. The kind of information that makes life easier and more convenient. And isn't that what it's all about, folks? Convenience. We just need convenience. Oh. For a free demo, visit attwireless.com/voice info. I don't know how you're going to get a free demo online. Maybe it's Flash or something. I don't know. Got a bunch of terms and conditions, blah, blah, blah. So that's what it is. Big frickin' deal. I don't like that storing all. You know, I don't want anybody to know who's in my phone. That's my personal information. I call who I want, when I want, and nobody else needs to know that. Why would I store it online?
Exactly.
Bunch of crap. And get charged $4 for it. So I will not be doing that. #121 actually is semi-useful. I use Tell Me and #121 a lot, actually, for movies. That's what I basically use it for, is movies.
You can get, I mean, We actually have a local service. I don't know, maybe you have it. It's a 444 film.
Yeah,
I've
heard
something
like
of it
that.
Around here, and you dial it up and say current. It's not voice activated. It's number. It's a DTMF.
Yeah, I think it's a 222 film out here or something like that. Yeah, I'm sure it's probably nationwide.
Yeah. Well, I tried mine. It's in my area code, so.
Really? How long have we been recording?
Good question. I'm looking at the cable box right now, the Motorola cable box that I hacked, and it says 10:30.
So do you know when we started? I don't think we've got an hour yet, dude. But I'm, like, done, man. I'm, like, so done.
And,
what's that?
I don't know.
That's okay. Are you doing okay, Mary Chan?
I'd rather not talk about it on the show.
Oh, okay. You don't have to. Maybe we'll talk after the show.
That'd be nice.
Me, you, and Mutant. We'll work it out.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'm going to use this time, then, to ask the listeners to basically submit, you know, like, Cryptic Enigma, he's an artist, to submit your art to oldschoolfreak.com. Submit, you know, if you've got something that you, you know, some, you know, writing, piece of writing that evokes emotion, and you want to read it, and you want to put it up so everybody else can enjoy it, you know, everybody else can feel this, that same thing that you do, send it in. I'll put it up on the archive server. What I'm basically doing right now is as I'm asking everybody to contribute to the community, because seriously, Radio Freak America would not be here without everybody's help. Everybody on the forums at stankdog.com, you know, you two, and everybody else who's been on the show. It is a community effort. You know, it's not just me, it's everybody. And I want everybody to share what they have, because I know you've got it. I'm also going to take this time to plead, to beg for somebody to make a show, any other kind of show, something new, something fresh, something that is not mainstream media. I'm begging right now, and I've been actually wanting to do this for a long time, and I know I've done it before, and I don't care, I'm going to do it again. You know, the community needs new stuff. Everybody wants new stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be on Rant Radio. If it be your own shit, I'll put it up on the archive servers. I know people out there can do it. I know they've got the talent, you know. They might not have the time, but they'll definitely do it if they got the love. Make a show, you know. I'm dying to hear it. Even if you make one show, you know, like Stank, he read the Conscience of a Hacker, and it was phenomenal. It was awesome, you know. What's that?
So can I make a show?
Of course, you can make a show. I would love that. Can I be on your show?
Can.
If you want. Yeah, do it. You know what I'm thinking? You know, I actually thought about this, Mary Chan. An anime show. Why isn't there a show about anime?
I was thinking something not totally, you know. Well, I was thinking more general, just along the lines of, you know, fandom, but possibly anime. I have a good deal of friends who all, you know, are pretty good, you know, just, you know, nationwide. I could, you know, get them to host and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised how many hackers and freaks out there dig anime. You have an instant fan base, first of all.
I have a fan base of four people.
That's right, four people care about you enough, like me.
You threatened them.
I did not threaten them. I asked them.
You're fucking ready. Kill you.
I asked them politely. No, and they felt the pain I felt. You know, when we knew you were sick, you would have an instant fan base. As far as I know, there's no internet radio shows about anime. I mean, I think it's a gaping hole, man. I mean, there's going to be a freaking, at least it's been bantered about, an entire cable channel dedicated to anime. I mean, what, you know, what better topic to make a show? Gaming, anime, who knows what else? I mean, dude, there's shows on Magic on Rant Radio, you know? You could do anything. So, definitely, reach in.
So let me get a good sound card and get my DSL hooked up finally.
Yeah, let me know. I'll help you with anything you need, man. I've got it. Actually, I don't have a good sound card laying around. But let me know. I can help you out. So everybody, reach down deep into those, you know, that creative depths that I know you have, and make a show. All right, I don't care if it's short or not. We're ending it right here.
That's good enough, though.
Right on. Oh, wait. We better talk about the show next week. And you should be on it, right, Mute?
No. We're gonna have Stank.
You're not gonna be on next week's show?
We'll see.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Hopefully, Stank and a special guest.
But wait, you got to tell us a special guest. Come on.
Okay. The special guest will be...